Happy Friday. It's Friday, May 16th, 2025. I'm Kevin Roman. I'm a designer, stylist, and generally all-around happy guy. Every week, I share a great thought and a great song. We all deserve a dose of encouragement, a fun tune, and a reason to smile. This is Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Happy birthday to several of my good friends. Birthdays. We're losing time, people. We're losing time. Forty years ago, I sat, or stood, in a college art class while our professor asked us the most basic question. What is drawing? It's an artist's vision of the world, said one student. A recreation of a moment in time, answered another. No, our instructor asked again. At its core, what is drawing? We went around the classroom a few times and seemed to run out of ideas. Until I finally spoke up. Drawing is making marks on paper. Yes, he repeated. Drawing is making beautiful marks. As a young creator, gaining the approval of a master carried an outsized level of validation. Turns out, those who teach us aren't always that far ahead of us. This professor was only 10 years older than me. Today, that distance seems smaller than ever. This past month, the world lost my professor, Don, too soon. These past few years have been a time of loss for us all. I lost a dozen people I know from COVID. And in the last couple years, I've surely lost love, intimacy, probably some income, and recently, it seems, our country. Not to be dramatic or anything, most of those things were out of our control. That's life. Things don't always work out. Even things we hold most dear are taken from us. So what do we control? What can we hold on to, even if just to keep a tiny grip on our world? Some things we can't hold on to, even if we try. When the world takes so much away from us, it inspires us all to claim, even stronger, the things we can. Because anything we neglect is also at risk of fading away. Take your body, for example.
Or take mine, please.
Stop exercising for a few weeks, and you'll quickly notice a drop in strength, flexibility, and energy, along with an expanding waistline. It's humbling to work to lose the same weight I lost just a few years ago. Like so many other things, I ask myself, why didn't I learn this lesson the first time? The same goes for our mental sharpness. Skills like speaking a second language or doing math can dull if unused, just like a knife left to rust. One of my grandmothers, well into old age, kept herself busy with crosswords and word search puzzles. Sound like a senior activity? Well, I know it's why she was as sharp as a tack right to the very end. Relationships, too, require maintenance. Friendships can wither when we stop reaching out, showing up, and staying present in each other's lives. I look back a little and wonder, why did I let that person go? Why didn't I stay connected to them? Were the reasons I had at the time good enough? But remember, we only have so much time. Don't fill it with fluff or people that don't respect you. Nobody misses that. This principle also applies on a societal scale. Democracy itself is something we must engage in actively if we want to maintain it. One example is the fall of the Roman Republic. As civic participation dwindled and the public became complacent, power concentrated into fewer hands. Eventually, democracy gave way to dictatorship. The lesson? When citizens disengage from their rights and responsibilities, those rights can erode or be taken away. Don't get me wrong, some things are impossible to hold on to forever. It takes wisdom to see that difference. But your fitness, your craft, your connections, or your freedoms, the more you use them, the more they thrive. Let them sit idle, and they begin to vanish. Some things you should never give up. One of my favorite founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson, explained it best. The price of freedom is eternal vigilance. When we fail at the little things, it gives us a chance to do more work, improve, and try again. I would say practice makes perfect, but we know that perfection is an illusion. What's the other saying? Fail better. Practice doesn't just make us better, it preserves the skills we might otherwise lose. Sometimes the clouds have a silver lining. Sometimes the best we can do, the only option, is to stay engaged. Engagement equals health. Engagement equals prosperity. Engagement equals community. And when things don't work out for the best, the least we can ask for is more time. That's the comfort Alfie Jukes gives in the song, More Time. I hope you like it. Every week, find a link to Friday's song in the show notes in your podcast app and online at the website happyfriday.fm. And remember, the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. Thanks so much for listening. If this week was a bummer, don't be discouraged. We don't have time for that. Connect with me online and on Instagram at happyfriday.fm. Now go have a happy Friday.